A Central Ohio attorney will be instrumental in President Trump's infrastructure improvement proposal. He's Dan Slain, who owns the Slain Company, a real estate development firm. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get selected for this assignment?
I was friends with some of the people who were on the economic team, namely Peter Navarro, and I was asked to do the infrastructure plan for the economic team.
So you have already come up with a proposal, and that's been your main role then?
Yeah, the main role was to put a plan together that would come at the problem from a businessman's point of view and not a political point of view. So I went out to try to identify the biggest, best projects that would produce the most jobs and the most economic benefits for the country.
How many road and infrastructure projects then can be identified to be completed within Trump's administration?
There are literally hundreds and hundreds of projects. The whole infrastructure in the United States has been neglected for 30 years. So it's going to take a long time to dig out of the hole. But the point is to get started.
And you had identified a certain number of projects that could be first to be looked at?
Yes. I put together a list of 50 projects. Along with the help of CGLA, a consulting firm in Washington, and submitted that to Mr. Navarro.
And tell me where these projects are. Are they scattered across the country?
Yes, they're all over the country from one coast to the other. They involve ports, airports, railroads, highways, bridges, transmission lines, oil and gas pipelines.
How do you propose that they get prioritized?
I wanted to focus on those projects that would create the most jobs for the least amount of money in the right locations. We don't need to create jobs in Washington, D.C. We need them in Cleveland and Buffalo, etc. Another criteria was, how do you make the country more productive so that we can compete on a global basis? And finally, there were some national security issues involving the grid and looking at infrastructure of the future so that we can plan on how we're doing infrastructure now.
In Ohio, where do you think the focus needs to be?
One project we had was the Brent Spence Bridge in Cincinnati, which needs to be replaced. It's a $3 billion project. Neither Ohio or Kentucky have the funding. Another project was involved drinking water and sewerage in the city of Cleveland. The project involves 7 tunnels into Lake Erie and also about a $3 billion project.
And how many jobs do you think can be created?
The first 50 projects would create 500,000 jobs, and these are jobs paying $60,000, $80,000, and $100,000 a year, and they would inject $240 billion into our economy in steel, cement, glass, etc.
How much do you think can get done then in the next 4 years?
I think you could do $1 trillion of projects in the next 4 years if you started now. The American Society of Civil Engineers just released a report last month, and their number is $4.2 trillion just to fix the infrastructure.
So where do you think this money then can come from?
Those projects that have a revenue stream, like a bridge that can be tolled, can be financed with private sources, such as pension money that would be happy to fund these projects. The other thing is the municipalities or the states can issue tax-exempt bonds to finance these as well.
What do you think about raising the gas tax to fund these projects?
I would support it. A 25-cent gas tax increase will generate about $60 billion that we could use for our bridges and highways.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with attorney Dan Slain, who put the infrastructure plan together for the Trump administration. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.